Hello, 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 and you are listening to Something Brewing. This is Cherry Devine, and I have my friend, my playful little girl, who is filled with laughter and chatter with me today because her child is out along with mine and hopefully yours too. So, Tracy, how would you like to come in and say hello?
I want to come in and say hello by saying, oh, my God, Mercury retrograde, knock it off. So on our countdown, it showed that we still had 15 seconds before we were live, and the little voice in our ear said we went live. And so I'm not sure if you guys heard our intro or not.
Oh, well, it said it for me, and then I actually said the intro after I heard it.
Right, so, but we still had a 10 or a 15 second countdown on the clock. So I don't know. I don't know at what point we actually went live. That's why I say,
well,
Mercury,
if y'all
what a funny
heard
little
intro,
thing.
I just let us know in the chat room. If not, I'll be more than happy to do it again because what is Mercury
retrograde? You guys
want to
hear how
all
amazing.
Yes, but, you know, and how fun and playful and all of this. But what's Mercury retrograde about? But redoing, reviewing, reiterating, reintroducing, you know, whatever we want. And today is our free, lovely inner child day. So have you ever noticed children don't take this stuff seriously? They don't care. All they care about is, hey, you finally got here. So
they care about, is that sugar over there in that bowl? And can I go out and play?
Yep, that's about it. So, you know, cool. And, well, okay. You know, time is non-existent most days. Debbie, just let us know that. And, of course, you are 100% right. And I love it when we play with it. We stretch it. We expand it. We shorten it. Oh, elongate it. And I'm going to elongate it from now on because I'm finding that at this chronological age I'm at and all of these belief systems that are around it, that I blinked my eyes and 10 years has passed.
You didn't just say that. My inner child is slapping your inner child.
Okay, then 10 years comes back and 10 years goes even further backwards. But
you know... You know, there is a theory that that the Capricorns age backwards. So I'm just going to say that for all of us. We hit a certain age and we start to age backwards. And I'm going to just call that 40. Let's just start aging backwards.
Well, I met a friend and she had this wonderful way she does her birthdays. And that's she switches the numbers. Let's see. So right now I'm 16. And next month I will be 26. So there's that 10 years.
I'm not going to do that.
Not right now.
That's not going to work for me.
That's what one of my cousins said is that she would be, that wasn't going to work for her. She'd be such and such. But then we turned around and looked at the following year and I said, but you'd be seven or whatever it was. And yeah, well, you know, Julia says she's ready to start aging backwards. Well, honey, all you do is see yourself as you were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and just hold that image, and it's amazing what comes in. And I love it because people think my grandchildren are my children. I'm
aww,
like, great, I love this. My grandchildren aren't fond of it, but who cares about that?
My oldest son is like 6'1", and he shaves his head, and he just looks older because he does that. And so people think he's more like my husband versus my son. He's 19 years old, but we always laugh. We went to go get pizza one time. We sit down and, you know, I have three kids. So the other two kids and Josh and I, we sit down, they hand him the beer menu. He looks at me and I look at the waitress. I said, that's my son. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, my brother is also a Capricorn Aquarian. He's got planets in Capricorn. He's on the 20th of January. But it comes out more Aquarius is where he's at and where they always sit on the cusp, but the sun is at an exact point, yet he has enough Capricorn. He always looked older when he was younger and then did the younger as he was older look. But mm-hmm. we stopped in, and again, he was probably, 18, 19 years old to get gas. My mom and him got out, and somebody said something to him about his wife, and, he got so insulted. That's not my wife, that's my mother.
Okay. I know. Yes. As moms, we take it as a compliment.
I know.
Thank you. These poor kids are traumatized.
Yes.
So,
I like that.
Did we go over the call-in number and all of that?
We haven't, because we've been playing, because our children started this
the show. Well, they started fighting. My inner child wanted to slap your inner child. It got aggressive.
My goodness.
Reprimand.
My inner child paid no attention. But this responsible adult self will now come in and give you the details of if you want to call in and all of that stuff.
Well, let's go there. Facebook. Okay. We have our chat on Facebook. It's called Cat Media 2 for Consciously Awakening Together. And it is a private group. So if you're not part of that group, get over there, ask to join us. We'll get you in there. And there's a chat banner at the top. And it's a cute little cartoon cutout drawing of a little girl with lots of flowers. And it says, "Free your inner child. Come on over there, chat with us." We already have Debbie and Jeff and Julia and anyone else. There's others. I know I'm missing people. Anyways, we have a bunch of us over there already chatting. And so come on over there. And then there is the Blog Talk chat, which Cherry is watching that for us.
And we have quite a few people in that chat room, too. And so, hello, everybody. And only one of us gets to man this chat or woman this chat at a time. Otherwise, we knock each other out of it. So you have me monitoring. And you may have to tap me on the shoulder to remind me if you have anything to ask. Anyway, I did put up the Facebook Cat Media 2 information and our websites, and that gives you a little bit more information about us. And I love that everybody's here today. Everybody's child wanted to come out and play. And you know what, Tracy? Our phone lines are just all lit up, so I'm going to give the information there, too. Around the half hour, we will be taking calls. We ask you to give your name, where you're calling from, and one specific, and then underline the word specific question, because we have so many on the phone. We really aren't able to go into a great detail about anything, but if, you know, that's just the way it is with radio, but we try our darndest. Or we do our darndest, or throw that try word out the window. We do our best at every moment. Notice how I shifted that, turned it right around.
I didn't have to inner child slap you on that one.
No, your little inner child, Henry, just slapped me all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. I had a lot of siblings. I think it is feisty. It had to fight and claw its way to whatever it needed. Anyway.
Yesterday, Tracy and I are going, gosh, what are we going to talk about? Because our week just kind of went away. And inner child came up, and it was, whatever it was about originally. And we're kind of going back and through on our little text chat thing. And all of a sudden, it's like, listening to your inner child. And I'm typing this as she types it and sends it. I send mine, then look up and see hers, listening to your inner child. So I'm going, gosh, we're laughing, because then we knew what the topic was. You know, what is amazing about this is, you know, as we're small and children, before we get all of these rules about you have to grow up, you have to quit pretending, you have to become responsible, you have to do this, you have to do that, and everything that you're told sends your beautiful child inward, and you become this adult. Well, I've always kind of argued with that one because I kind of always have gone in and out. Being an Aries sun, that's we're all about being a child. Anyway, our inner child, that beautiful child, holds the memories of life beyond where we are now, holds the information, is this great manifester. Because our child self knows to believe. Our child self knows that life is magic and fun and filled with joy and laughter. And that's the miracle of the, that child self is how quickly they can manifest because all of the old teachings don't get in the way. Mm-hmm. They know to play in this life. And we do so much more when we're laughing and playing and being free and connecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Julia's only rising if chocolate's involved. Yeah. Well,
I know.
I'll share my chocolate. I have the first bite.
She's got a craving.
So,
one of the themes that I've had over the last week with the inner child, and this is why listening to the inner child was what popped in for me, is as adults, we forget how we might have perceived something as a child when it was said or done. And so when you find yourself being triggered with something now or repeating a pattern that you don't want to keep repeating at this time, quiet yourself and ask that inner child what it has to say about that. Was there an experience that you had as a child that built a belief system or created a fear or any of that kind of stuff? And just look at what's going on with the inner child. Did it feel neglected? Did it feel hurt, sad, frustrated? Why is this thing keep happening? And once you can hug that inner child and let them know it's going to be okay and give them the comfort that you would have liked when you were actually in that moment, then it can shift everything and you can move forward again without having to keep repeating these patterns. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to look at the inner child today, because yes, we want to play and yes, we want to create from that inner child, but we also want to make sure our inner child is feeling safe and happy. And so that was one of the keys.
Well, that is so good, is because that safe and happy things. And, many of us were brought up in very interesting families, and many of the family members, mother and father, were not able to be there to parent for whatever reason. And, so there's things that weren't said. And I'm a day or two older than Tracy, and my mother was young at the end of the Depression. And my grandmother, who also assisted in raising me, needless to say, went through the Depression. And there wasn't a lot of hugging. There wasn't a lot of I love yous. There wasn't a lot of, it was so be responsible, get to work, go do this, and, take care of. And so there's things you can do now that really assist you in bringing up that joyful, laughing, happy, creative inner child. And that is to take the time to stop and just focus on your child self and say, I love you. And then as Tracy was talking about, hearing when you have a trigger and asking your inner child what that means to you, how it's been interpreted, just go, oh, I'm listening and I hear this. And you can remind yourself, your child, if there was a really huge wound or a feeling, it's like where they were extremely hurt. Say something, somebody was not so nice to them. It's, you didn't deserve that. And I'm sorry you went through that. And just let the child know you always did your best. But that's, it's taking care of and nurturing your child self so that she or he, there's a lot of emotion going on. As I was saying that, I'm picking up the emotion that's out there in the audience. A lot of tears because there's many times, like I said, his families weren't able to give the nurturing, didn't know how to give the nurturing And so when you do it yourself, it actually brings up that stifled emotion. So, and there again, now I'm going to say it allows you to become that wonderful, smiling, happy, joyous, creative boy or girl that you were before all the teachings, trainings, and in some cases, spankings. How many of you had that, go get that switch? You pick the switch, I'm going to use it on you.
I was lucky to not have a lot of spankings in my childhood, but and they never used anything other than the hand on the butt. So I was always traumatized that I'd upset or that I disappointed my parents to the point where I even had that. So, yeah, never a good day.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually get the switch like that, but I knew somebody who did. And I did get a spanking with a belt once. And that was because of extreme poor judgment on my part, my sisters. And we were playing with matches, trying to cook an egg on a coffee can lid in Reno, Nevada, in the middle of the summer with tall grass. Mm-hmm. And we lied to get the matches. We were quite creative in how to get those matches. I'm laughing. I mean, of course, it was, yeah, I would say it was traumatizing, but I had just seen Cat Ballou, and that actually gives you an idea of my age, chronological age, because my mother, who never used a belt on anybody, did have a, you know, get the belt out, and I'm holding my ankles, and I'm thinking, she'll never make me cry. And that happens to be a line in Cat Ballou, is they'll never make me cry. So I was so focused on being this tough girl from the movies, I missed the spanking. So apparently, okay, so much for that.
I'm laughing at Charmel in here because I posted in the chat room, what was your favorite toy growing up? And Charmel says, what toys we played with, what was there, pots, pans, make music, make paint, wonderful. So,
oh my goodness,
those are good.
Yeah, my daughter loved getting into the pot and pan cupboard, and she had more things out. I was a Barbie doll girl.
Mud pies, well, who did mud pies? Those were always fun.
Oh yeah. So, if I'm going to put it out there, guys, that you let your inner child, your child self, the next day you do not have to go to work, because this works best if you don't have to have a responsible position, like a job to go to. Let your inner child get up in the morning and pick your breakfast and pick your clothes and pick the main portion of things that you do that day, and listen to her or him and ask, why do you want to do this? And if they just say, because it's fun, or I just feel like it, go, okay, well, let's go do it. You know, this is, it's a wonderful way, even if, when you have small children or children in general, to remind them they can be free and exciting and fun and creative and enjoy what's out there. So there's your challenge. Let your inner child get up one morning and take over your day. Or you just hand it over.
Take it over.
Say, okay, we get to play today. What do you want to eat? What do you want to wear? And if they want chocolate pudding for breakfast, remember it's only one day in the week.
Yes. So I'm looking at Charmel's reaction to that. Mud pies make art. I never made art with them. I made little mud pie pies and then cut them in little pizza slices or whatever and made everybody pretend to eat them.
So. You know, we used to do, I lived up in the mountains, guys. I grew up a good portion of my childhood up in the hills, the mountains. And my stepdad did shakes and grape steaks and stuff. So when he was doing different ones and shavings, they would come all curly like spaghetti. So we would use the chips as a piece of meat, and then of course you got mud a little wet, or dirt a little wet, made mud, but you also were able to have spaghetti. Now look how creative that is. You know, it's not boxed into anything. It's like taking whatever's there and letting it be whatever. And that's, you know, the magic of being a child, is being able to use that. And you can also then attract to you with your child's imagination, you know, more fun in your life, the things that you wish and want in your life.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share one of the memories I had of childhood, and I know that our kids today will never have this kind of an experience, is riding your bike, just going out and riding your bike, no cell phone, you know, find your friend. I lived out in the country, so I didn't have a next door neighbor. I had to ride a half a mile to find my friend. And so get on my bike, go over to the friend's house, they grab their bike, and we would just take off and ride bikes for hours and find other kids and go hang out and do things. And it was such an interesting experience, because now we have cell phones. So, you know, if you're going to go out and ride your bike, the kids go out and ride their bikes, but we can find them. We know where they're at. We can either look for them on the on the map locator on the computer, or we can call them and find out where they are, whatever it is. And it's such a different world today than it was. I was a kid in the 70s. So, you know, the 70s was a much different time. The 60s were a much different time, where, you know, you didn't worry when your kid got on a bike and rode off. You know, they're going to go play and hang out with their friends. And I remember, you know, if you wanted your kid to come home for dinner, you're calling like three different houses, and not texting, not messaging, not, you know, but calling these houses and saying, hey, is my kiddo over there? Can you send him home for dinner? So, you know, the track down your child was a much different process, but hey, well, there is some advancements, because they also had cloth diapers, and I'm so glad I didn't have to do cloth diapers.
I tried them for my daughter, and it's like, no. But, yeah. You know, I grew up close to Tracy's age. No, I was back. I was a kid in the 60s. I loved what I grew up with. But I was in a very small town, Detroit, Oregon, of all places. And I look at what we did then, and, you know, what now is, because we walked beside a main highway with log trucks and all other tourist traffic to go swimming all day at the lake, because there's a huge lake up there. Or we would take off on our bikes and be gone all day, or go up into the mountains. You know, you packed a lunch in the morning on the days you didn't have to work. You packed a lunch in the morning, and you didn't show up until it was dusk. And I think of these things. We, you know, they drained the lake in the summer. Or excuse me, they drained the lake in the winter. And we went walking through the mud flats and got into mud up to our knees and ankle. I was having to be pulled out. We're very lucky in some cases that something didn't happen to us. But yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I, you know, telling that story of just being freedom, get on your bike, go ride, no phones, no way of someone summoning you home, really. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that every once in a while it is just nice to do. And I'm sure a lot of us agree, shut off the computer, shut off the phone, go do something and just not be reachable for a little while, and just be with nature, be with whoever you're with, have a conversation, take a walk, do whatever it is that you love doing. And not have a way for that to be interrupted. You know, leave the phone at home. Or if, you know, you drive somewhere to do a hike or something, hide the phone in your car or something, so that it's not on you when you're actually trying to just be in the moment. Or if it's a safety thing, shut the phone off, take it with you. Then if you're in trouble, you have it. Because I am a mom and I think like that. But, you know, just shut it off so that you're not reachable for a little while, and just allow yourself to be in that freedom of not answering every beep on the phone or running to the computer, checking every email and that kind of thing. And just let yourself have decompress and just be with yourself and enjoy that. And yeah, those are good times to talk to those inner children of ours and say, what do you want to do? And maybe you'll want to go make a mud pie. You never know.
You never know. You know, what I did notice today is because we chose our topic and I got up today and I was actually, you know, just feeling really light and fun. And my hair usually is kind of straight and for whatever reason, it actually turned out very curly. And when I was a little girl, I always wanted curly hair because my sister had curly hair. My mother had curly hair. If my brother's hair got longer, it was curly. Then you had my hair, which was very straight. And so my inner child, my child self, delighted in creating this really curly hairdo today and just having fun with it. So it's just as
so
simple
that's
as
curly
that.
Hair.
Yeah.
It's as simple
just
as that.
It is. It's as simple as that. It brings back joy. It brings back laughter. It reminds you you're not stuck in any one form or any one way. It just lightens your footsteps, lightens the thoughts that run through your mind. And so I'm all for hearing the inner child, playing with the inner child. You know, do a little meditation that allows you to speak with your inner child and ask her or him how they used to manifest what they wanted in their lives, how they knew to do it. You know, you can get lessons and teachings from that inner being inside of you, that wonderful child voice that, like I said a moment ago, knows magic is what life is all about. So, and laughter.
Magic. You know, Debbie's asking, what does your inner child have to say today? And it's spring break over here. So I love spring break. I have to work over spring break. So we're having a staycation. So yesterday, Jaden and I went to go see A Wrinkle in Time, which I love that movie. I hope you guys got to go see it. It was a lot of fun to be in the fantasy of moving through different time or planets or whatever they were doing there. They were moving through the galaxy or through the universe. And that was fun to watch. And then there's a new movie that's coming out tonight, and I think it's called The First Gamer or something like that, or First, I don't know. I don't know, but it was one that all the boys wanted to see. So we're seeming to have a movie theme over here. All the kids are home today. My oldest, who has a job, is actually home, and he has the day off. So it is going to be haircuts and movies and probably something we shouldn't – well, no, I'm not going to say shouldn't. I'm not going to shoot on myself. Something fun to eat. You know, it's going to be just the staycation kind of day because I got to work in between there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's the kind of inner child day I'm going to have. But my inner child likes to doodle. My inner child likes to, as I was telling Debbie, my inner child can have tantrums. And so, anyways, that's my inner child today. And yours was, I noticed yours was the curly hair day thing, which you just talked about.
Yes, it's a curly hair day. That's my inner child is saying, you know, become light and breezy. Wow, we are already at the half hour, Tracy.
We are there.
I'm going to put out the number again. It's 646-668-8389. Not sure I did that at the beginning of the show. 646-668-8389. And have your questions ready. Be specific. We will ask who you are and where you're calling from. And Tracy, if you playfully agree, we can go ahead and take a call.
Okay. First, I'm going to say, Julia, I love the beach too. I love to make drippy castles. They are the bomb.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and take
okay.
a caller.
Okay. And it looks like we have a Skype caller because the number is 1111111. You're on the air. Who are we talking to? What is where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Yes, thank you. I was listening to your show, and thank you for taking my call. And my name is Veronica, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi.
All right.
And your
Colorado.
Question is? Yeah. And were you just listening, or did you want to ask a question?
I think we lost her.
Did we lose you, Veronica? Huh.
Maybe
okay.
we should
I'm
tune
here.
In and just give her
oh,
a
there
call.
She I think I heard
I'm
her.
Here.
Okay.
I have a question. I'm listening to your show, and I also have a question. And my question is, do you ever see me getting married? Is it?
Okay. First of all, I never predict futures because we are creating in every moment. And so for me, it isn't that I see or don't see. I understand and feel that you want a life partner, that you want to share your life with someone. But I also see and feel that you're holding yourself back somewhat. It feels like you're putting a lot of labels and judgments and, you know, old teachings and trainings on yourself as if, well, this will happen, this can't happen, and this will. And so today's topic is perfect for you. It's go back into the dreams of your young child self, what she wanted, what she believed in, and let her access and help you access those old parts of you. Because it feels to me as you reopen that door, you choose, and you notice the word choose to attract in a life partner, someone to share your life with. And for whatever reason, do you have small animals around you?
Yes.
Okay, because right now it's as if all of your attention goes to the small animals, and I love them. And so it's remember when you're attracting this mate, and write down what you really want in a mate, but make sure that you put in there it's someone who loves small animals and loves to adventure and is nurturing not only for their soul, but your soul too, okay? Because it does
okay.
show that you're starting to walk through and clear some old patterns, and that that brings that opportunity, that opening to attract in your mate. Yet, your small animals deserve your attention, but not all of it. Let some of that attention go out to, you know, attracting in your mate. So, Tracy, what do you get?
I have to agree that the inner child is a perfect show today for what you got going on. What I see is that as you create joy and laughter in your life and find things to venture out and do that create joy and happiness for you, that you're naturally going to attract that person to you. And when you see something or experience something that you don't like, that's when we want you to have that inner child conversation. When did I feel like this before? And ask that little inner child piece to you. And then look at, you know, if somebody makes you feel bad or whatever it might be, just say, okay, when was the first time I ever felt like this? And go to that inner child and ask that question, because that's going to lead you to heal that so that you're not attracting it in anymore. And you're going to attract a partner that's going to be supportive and loving and respectful and fun. And so just like Cherry was saying, though, definitely with those little critters, make sure that you're finding somebody that loves the animals. And when she was saying, make sure you have time to put into the relationship as well, creating that balance was definitely one of the things that was popping in. So it is very easy. Cherry and I both have lots of little critters, and it is easy to put our attention there and forget that we need to also make room in our lives for for the other person to come in as well. So I agree with that, but it's about shifting your energy just a little bit, and that will pull that partner in for you. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Yes, thank you. You're right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, are we ready for the next caller?
I'm ready.
Cool. Caller with the last four digits, 3457. You are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Yes, I'm calling from Georgia. And my question is, my friend and I had a little misunderstanding this morning. And my question is, I just want to know if she's going to start back talking to me.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin. Okay. Do you care if I jump in on that?
Go right ahead.
Okay, Melvin. We are in the Mercury retrograde. If you do not know what that is, please go find Google it and look at that. Yeah. So miscommunications are definitely part of the game right now. What I would do is I would ask your angels to come in and help clear the energy around the misunderstanding and just dissolve that, the feelings that it created between the two of you that created the distance, and just have them come in and dissolve it. And I always say cancel, you know, and just put it out there. Please, angels, just go cancel. Please dissolve that misunderstanding and help this to resolve itself in the highest and best good for everyone. And so I would put something out there in that regards, and then just send her some love, and just energetically send her some love, and do the Ho'oponopono prayer too. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And do that one. Sherry?
Okay, well, I'm going to go with Tracy on this with the Mercury retrograde, and Archangel Gabriel is an excellent angel to call in. Yet it just made me think of a friend of mine, Mark Dotage, is an astrologist, and he sent out a little newsletter of the energy of Mercury retrograde, but also that we're going into a full moon on March 31st, and it's Libra Aries. And so there's going to be some difficulty within relationships, and it's one of the things to do is not press them forward, you know, and not to push. When you feel as if there's something going on that it's overcharged, just back up a little bit. Now, with that said, I'm going to go into the one. One of the first things I got is there was within these communications the two of you had were projections, as if one was projecting out onto another. And remember, there's times that we have conversations and communications. We aren't really hearing what the person is saying. We're already, you know, the moment the energy shifts a little bit and the words touch and trigger an old event, an old trauma in our lives, we put up a wall of energy, and we stop listening. What would be good, because it does feel like this person is a good friend, and it doesn't feel like this is the first misunderstanding that you have, it would be nice to just open the door for a conversation. You can see this in your mind and see sending out an invitation to go get coffee or something, and just open the door for conversation where each of you take turns talking and talking about what you felt, but not taking on their stuff and not projecting out onto them, but actually hearing them. You know, yesterday when we were getting ready to do this particular show, there was a Burning Man image that came up that where they actually had wire figures of a male and a female or sitting back to back to each other. And, you know, heads down and everything. But then the inner child's inside were reaching towards each other. So, you know, it's remembering to use every form of communication. But see a gentle conversation coming in. Open that door. It feels like you two will work this out. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
You know, and that's one of the things is there's times when we have a response towards someone else. There are times it has absolutely nothing to do with that person. It has to do with a wound that came when we were children, where we start protecting ourselves and, you know, and pulling inside, and we actually don't hear what the other person's saying. And we're not even actually responding to that. We're responding to an old injury. So that's something to take into account. And so, well, are we ready for the next caller?
We are ready.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 6949. You're on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm in New Jersey, and my one question is about getting a job. If you see a job coming in for me, anything you can tell me about that?
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Trace, or?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. First of all, Laura, when you're talking about a job, you've had some earlier experiences that are not positive as you've been looking, and all of your energy is held inside of you. What people don't understand is, many people, not everybody, is we're energy, and when we're really sure of ourselves and open and loving and all this, our energy can be felt. But when we go into worry and fear, we pull it inside of us, and nobody can feel it. And you've got your throat chakra pulled in, and the energy is blocked around your heart chakra and your power chakra. And what I was seeing is when you asked, do I see a job come in for you, I do see one, yet I feel like it's something that, and this is, remember, this is just a feeling. There's something about this job that you have that you go into, but you're not happy with it. It almost feels to you as if substandard. What I would love for you to do is to take away any and all judgments on it and know it's an open door for you to, one, begin again, and it offers you opportunity. And it would be very good for you to start breathing inside to your throat chakra, heart chakra, power chakra, open those energies and let yourself be felt. It does show reviewing what you've written down on your resume and creating a fresh new resume. There's something old about the resume that and it isn't really supporting everything you're capable of doing. And so it just get new energy around it and then send it out, but send it out with assurance, send it out with self-support, send it out with the power of self-empowerment, and that you can be felt. And yes, you attract in a job. So there's some steps and some things for you to actually process and move through, but it does feel like you attract in a job. Look at it as an open door and as stair steps up. Tracy, what do you get, honey?
Okay. We're going to bring in that inner child right now and just have a playful heart. And what I want you to do with that, we're going to have arts and crafts today. I want you to just sit down and think about not what kind of job you want, but how do you want to feel when you're there? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel appreciated, successful, you know, whatever. And you're just going to draw this picture. And you can create a vision board around that if you want. If you want to get into that kind of creativity, or just grab some markers and make it colorful and bright, but I want you to write it down. How do you want to feel when you're at this job? And I actually feel like,
just a minute.
That's usually my house. So I actually want you to, I'm past that. Yeah. Don't want you to be in that right now. Yes, be in that. Be in the colors, be in the feelings, and be in all of that. And it feels like you'll pull that in somewhere around the middle of next month. It feels like you're already there, which means the interview process and all of that has already taken place. So it feels like in April you'll be back to work.
Okay, that sounds really promising. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Have
take some
day.
Time to be in the feelings of how you want to feel at your job, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, did we lose Cherry, or did the dogs get settled? I think we lost her. So I want to go into, we have a couple of people posting in the chat room. We have poor Karen, who isn't able to get her player to play past 33 minutes and 33 seconds. And she even put a screenshot of this on here, which is pretty amazing to get, you know, that it keeps stopping for it. 33. So I did post a angel number thing on the board there if anybody wants to go see what the numbers 33 mean. And then we do, you know, let's touch back here with the Mercury retrograde can be a funny thing. It's causing Julia to have some trouble with her chat room scrolling, and so we have all of that going on. And no, Cherry, we cannot hear you, so I don't know if you can hear me. So I'm not sure what happened with Cherry. We also lost her on the mic here. And we do have one more caller on the board. Don't worry, once we get Cherry back, we'll get you on here. And not sure how to get Cherry back. Let's find out. Did she mute her mic? I don't know. So, okay, sorry guys, now I'm chatting with Cherry because we can't hear her on the thing. Okay, well, maybe we'll get her to call in instead. So, with all of that being said, there is a lot that we can be mindful of while we're going through this Mercury retrograde. It does seem like it's kind of one of those retrogrades that stirs the pot a little. So I reminded people the other day on my Facebook, I'll do it again here, please slow down, take your time, make sure you have enough time for something, take a breath, and try not to get too agitated or too far off balance with your emotions, because in this Mercury retrograde in my area, an area where you might hear sirens once in a while, and usually not fatalities. There's been car accident after car accident after car accident and fatalities with these car accidents because people are going too fast. They're getting too grumpy. They try to get around each other. They're not watching the road. They're not grounded, or, you know, whatever it is that they're out there doing, thinking about why they're driving, they're not paying attention. So try to be connected and mindful. Say a little prayer before you get in your cars to just be guided in that regard and bring that in. Cherry, are you back?
I called in. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
So
I don't know what's going on.
My
dogs went nuts and so it has a mute on my mic and I was hitting it, but the button wouldn't light up. So I unplugged and then put it back in and nothing.
Well, before we take this last caller, let's jump in with our information. So,
okay. And then also, I believe Julia wants to create a loving partnership as well. So maybe we could give her, and she's been, wrote that on the page a while back. So maybe we can look at that just real quick before the next caller. But do you want to go ahead and give your information first?
Sure. Okay, you guys. So you can find my information on TracyMahan.com. It's TraciMahan. I have a Patreon page that I post meditations and hypnosis on. That's Patreon.com/TracyMahan. You can also find that information on all of my banners, my banner on my website, banner on Facebook, and all of that if you don't remember. And please come friend both Cherry and I over on Facebook, and you can follow what we're doing and what kind of different events we're going to be at and different specials that we're running. I think that kind of sums mine up. Cherry, how about you?
Well, you can go to cherrydevine.com, and there's a link to my Facebook page, the Cat Media page, but go to Cherry Devine LLC on Facebook, like my page, and become my friend. And I'm going to be really busy the first part of April. I will be in Sacramento April 7th and 8th at the Healing Arts Fair. I will be in Santa Rosa, California, April 14th and 15th at the Mystical Fair. I will be here in Albany, Oregon at the Wasani Fair, April 21st and 22nd. And I have retreats coming up beginning in May, going May and June and in September, and there will be some more put up there. So, yeah, check it out. There's a lot going on.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So okay. What is Julia's question?
It says, I'm with the caller. I desire to create a loving partnership as well. So it isn't really a question. It's a desire. And, that one just really called out to me. And so I'm going to remind Julia to go back and talk to her inner child. But I want her to go to her teenage child who still had the dreams and the hopes of romance. And ask her for some love advice. And that sounds odd, but your teenager was really free and loving. There's something about her when she was, around 16, 17 years old, believed in the magic of love. Then I would like you to go ahead and write out, as if it's already there, about your mate. I now have a mate who... And put out your desires of having that mate, not reaching back to what you've already experienced, but from who you are today. You know, what would you like? You want somebody who cooks? I love the idea of having somebody who cooks because I'm never much of a cook. And somebody who holds a great conversation, shares life, loves to laugh, travel and see things, but put it out there as if it's already there. And then there's that old technique of clear out some space so your mate can be there, because it feels like right now your home's all about you. You know, set an extra dinner plate, have a his and hers or whatever it is, a section for something. You know, even get pillowcases that say his and hers, or hers and hers, or his and his, whatever type of relationship anybody's looking for. You know, create that space as if it's already there, that partner. Okay, Tracy?
When you're talking about the pillowcases, you're doing the his and hers and hers and hers and his and his, it just totally jarred a dream that I had where I was talking to these two women, and they were sister wives in the dream, and it was a weird dream. And I looked over at their husband, and they were maybe in their 30s and 40s, and he was older, but he was just this really gentle, sweet man. And I looked at him, I said, thank you for taking such good care of these women and for worrying about them and blah, blah, blah. And there was this whole weird conversation. I don't know why that popped up when you were doing that, but I was like,
well, it's opening to the relationship that's perfect for each person, and that's, and it's accepting
maybe
without judging.
You know,
but
I think you're right. I think, Julia, I think you need to break down an old barrier called an old belief system about what you believe love should look like, and break it down and just open up those walls, break down the walls and open up your heart to receive love in different ways. And I don't mean that, you don't have to get too wild with that, be comfortable with it, but, be open. So there's a belief system there of what love should look like that I want you to reinvent, reinvent itself. I think that is why, and I'm not saying that she needs to have a sister wife, because, maybe she's not into that, but She might be into something, you know, being partners with somebody that she never considered being partners with before. So let's just open that door.
Well, you also
hit
on another
caller. We need to get the caller.
Okay, but
before
I want to throw this
out
here too, because looking back at the relationship you grew up with this idea, and as soon as you said that, break down an old belief of what love looks like. And your 16, 17-year-old self, Julia, was wanting to look outside of what you knew or have been brought up as to see love. So, okay, ready?
Ready. Let's,
caller,
let's go.
With the last four digits, 5252, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hi, ladies. This is Katie. I'm calling from New York. And I'm wondering, I'm looking for a job. So I'm wondering when am I going to get a job and about the pay. Well, just when am I going to get a job, I guess.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being patient because I know that you've been on hold and we teased you a little bit with, okay, getting to the next caller. You're like, it's me,
thank
it's
you.
Me. So, okay. So what I get with this, so when are you getting the next job? Is that the question? The new job?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know how long you've already been out there looking, but May is what pops in for me. That's not a long ways out, but when you're not working, it feels like a long ways out. So I just want you to just keep calling in your support and keep putting those resumes mm-hmm. out because the one in May is worth waiting for. Okay, and let's see what Julia gets.
Yeah. Well, you know what I get is I'm with Tracy. It feels like that permanent, really supportive, fun, mm-hmm. exciting career job is a little further out, May, or possibly even into June. Look into a temporary service right now, somewhere where you can mm-hmm. go with temporary employment. It feels like an opportunity may come through that. Do some investing in yourself. You may even hire a company to assist you to get the job of your desires, your career. But it says it's mm-hmm. time for you to invest in you. If you are not wanting to hire a company that places or that sort of thing, temporary employment, a temp service, but skills to brush up on, some that you haven't used for a while that are very, very mm-hmm. beneficial to what you're going into. Does that help? And, oh, by the way, you mentioned pay, and then you put it out there. You have the career, let's move away from job, of your dreams, uh-huh. and you make great money, and that you have wonderful benefits. Okay?
Okay.
And
thank
and
you
we're
both
all
so much.
Going to agree on that right here.
That's it.
Have that.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank
Katie.
You, ladies. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, wow, and we're at the end of the show again.
There it is. All right,
again.
You guys.
You know, we
had a fun chat room going on. Yeah.
And I'm going to talk over you, Tracy. Sorry. What were you saying, honey?
I was just wishing for all those that it applies, happy spring break. And I know spring break is broken up now. It used to be everybody went at the same time. Now they break it up a little bit. But for all those college students and high school students and parents at home, happy spring break. Okay.
There you go. And I want to thank each and every person that's in the chat room. We had this really lively chat room and the callers. So thanks for making a great show for us because it's your interaction and participation that, you know, helps keep the platform of our show going. Have a great day, everybody.
It certainly does.
I can't talk.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.